The weekend, save your tears.
It's Algoa FM, and with the weekend approaching, Fridays are always a big day on the drive because it's
Friday Music Club.
Today, we're not only introducing you to potentially your new favourite artist, someone you may not have known before, we're not only introducing you to someone from Algoa country, but from a town we've never spoken to anyone from.
I know, ever.
And I tell you,
Yugi.
The town of Yugi in the Jokabi District Municipality. It's on the southern foot of the Drakensberg, towering mountains, beautiful scenery, 18 kilometers southwest of Maclear. It's known for caves, for hiking, for fishing. It's right near Tiffindel for the folks who go skiing. It's a beautiful place to be. And that's where this guy grew up and started his musical journey. He's a producer. He's a beat maker.
Beat maker.
He's
rapper.
A hip hop artist, an R&B artist coming out of Yugi. In the Eastern Cape, deep in Algoa country, we say a big welcome to Diverse Dritty. Listen to this guy's voice. Diverse, how's it going in Yugi?
Good afternoon.
You have a good voice, man.
What do you do? Do you drink? Do you drink like, I don't know, like unleaded or something to make that voice so deep? What do you do to get that voice so deep?
Is it the water in Yugi?
A lot of water. Yeah, I guess the water is
different.
Certainly sounds like it. Well, that would explain why you decided to use your voice, not just for the singing stuff, but also for the rapping. Where did the music start for a boy from Yugi who decided to become a beat maker, hip-hop producer, R&B artist? Where did it start?
Well, I fell in love with sound around about the age of 12. Funny thing is I always used to get annoyed like by my siblings playing music and all that when I was younger than that. But then I don't know, something just came over me and I just fell in love with the art of music. And I started falling into hip hop and I felt like I also want to start rapping, like something that I found fascinating. And I don't know, I guess I just thought if I can teach myself, why not? And so since then, I've just been keeping it pushing.
And what do you rap about? Because I know that, you know, back in the day, your Tupacs and those rappers, they spoke about things that happen around them and the experiences. You know, what do you rap about? What do you focus on?
Mainly how I started making music, just for the fun of it, for the thrill of it. But I guess it developed into a type of therapy for myself. Like, I take feelings and emotions that I can't express to maybe people or my peers around me, and I just put it onto paper, and I guess I go with that.
And then when you've done that, you've established a bit of a body of work. Where can people find Diverse Dritty online?
You can find music of mine on YouTube under Diverse Dritty, of course. Soon come to Spotify also, and social media handles, you can find me under Diverse Dritty on Facebook and Instagram as well.
It's quite a deep story, the name Diverse Dritty. It's a borrowed name. I think of people like Elvis Blue, who borrowed a name from someone and then became his own. Tell us the story of Diverse Dritty and the name, and how you chose that as an artist name.
Well, starting with Diverse, I guess when it comes to my music, I try to not be boxed by a certain genre or a certain type of music, and I like to keep it open when it comes to making music. When it comes to Dritty, it's basically, I got baptized by one of my, a friend of mine that passed away a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And I guess I felt like it was a different type of name. It's something that you're not going to hear every day. And since it came from him, I guess I just stuck with it.
All right. So
paying tribute to your friend.
A tribute to a friend who meant a lot. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, meaning a lot to the people who listen to your music.
Now tell us about the track Lost and Confused, you know, the concept and the message behind it.
Funny story about that song, actually. There wasn't, at first when I started making the song, there wasn't much thought put into it, and I actually asked a friend of mine to like help me, just a random person, like, okay, I've got this beat that I'm busy making, and I need a topic for the beat. And she told me like, nah, what about, like, I asked her what she was feeling at the time, and she told me, now, lost and confused. And so I felt like, okay, it's a topic that's very broad, and I feel like a lot of people could have related to the topic. So I just took it from a matriculant's perspective, basically. and how stressful times could be, and that everyone goes through a time where they just feel lost and confused in life, you know. So I just try to make it very relatable.
Yeah. Well, listen, you seem to have a focus on, expressing people's emotions, allowing them to express it. You've managed to teach yourself all the way out in Yugi, or at least maybe we're all the way out of Yugi. So everyone who's not there should go and visit. And when they're there, they should see you. And like you said, online, just very quickly, where they find you online again?
Under Diversity. On most music is on YouTube under Diversity. You can find me on Instagram at Diversity and on Facebook as well.
Thank you so much to the man with the excellent voice from the beautiful town of Yugi in the Eastern Cape for the first time ever on Algoa FM. Enjoy it. This one's called Lost and Confused. It's your Friday Music Club hit today.
Time is ticking on the clock, I'm talking to the moon.